The man calling the play-by-play, Saturday night, Steelers-Jaguars, is sitting right across from me. His name is Bob Pompiani. Bob, I'd be worried about pronunciations if I were you. Not what I'm saying is if they let me do it, I would be obsessed with pronunciations right now. I'd be practicing in front of my mirror. Let's start with this. Jaguars or Jaguars? What are you going to go with? Jaguars. What?
Jaguars.
Is that what you go with, Limits? Jaguars?
Yeah, Jaguars. The Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. Okay. Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay. So nobody says Jaguars.
Some do.
Okay.
I still
some people
that.
Do.
We have some questions on the Steelers' pronunciations. There's a man named Isaiah Otomewo.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, let's hear you say that, Bob. Man. Let's say it in a sentence as if he just made a play.
Isaiah Otomewo.
Wow. You've already practiced this.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't make a play, though. He won't come out the same way.
Iku Leota. You got that one? Leota with the tackle?
Iku. You got to emphasize the E.
I like that.
Iku
Leota. I like that a lot. And Y.A. Black. You have that Y-A. One down?
Yeah, he's that guy is looking like he's going to be a contributor right off the bat.
Man, it's a big day. Maybe for some edge rushers like Ade and Iku, man, who just got here.
There he is. Yeah, Iku. Iku.
Iku.
Iku. Yeah. This is very confusing. Brandon Echols.
Yeah.
Look at the pronunciation guide in small lettering, E-C-K, then a dash, and then all caps, E-L-S. That would indicate Echols. Brandon Echols. Would it not, Bob?
Yeah. I mean, I've always heard him as Echols.
So
Sam,
have I.
I mean, it's going to be hard for me to say that, and I wonder what Charlie will do on this one, too, because, you know, if we say Echols, people are going to wonder if we're, because they won't know. They won't see this pronunciation guy.
Right.
I've always called him Brandon Echols.
That's like when Mirzi first dropped the Connor Sherry on everybody.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Right.
What is it? Went on for weeks.
How about Braden? What's his last name, Bob? Braden Fajoko.
Oh, right? The guy they just signed. Yeah, they brought him back.
You got that one down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's been here before.
Do you go Friar Muth or Friar Muth?
Muth.
Muth. Okay.
Muth. That's what they have it in the pronunciation guide as Muth.
Yeah.
Muth.
Exactly.
Not Muth.
How about Ben Skoranek?
Skoranek.
Skoranek. Easy, right?
The pride of Notre Dame.
Yeah. I feel you're prepared, Bob.
Where do you see the Jacksonville pronunciation?
Really?
You want to see some names? Oof.
Good luck with that. That would keep me, that would distract me.
But a lot of these guys will get into the game early, and that leads to what you would expect in game one.
What would you expect in game one? What is Tomlin going to tell us? Rodgers, does he even take a snap? Series?
I don't know that he will or won't. I would want him to take a series. It doesn't have to be a high-intensity series, just to get him out there. And, you know, here's the thing. They're cramming all this time with all these new players. And while they're all veterans and they're guys who have big resumes, they haven't played together in a while, if at all, just a couple of weeks of training camp. I still think it's important to get a little cohesion going. Now, it doesn't have to be, you know, a whole first quarter series. It can be, you know, three or four plays, whatever, handoffs. Just get them in and out of huddle, see what they can do, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers, if for no other reason, because it's the first time you're going to see Aaron Rodgers. And then it's about who plays after that and how much they play.
Well, let's just say Rodgers were to play a series or two. Then Rudolph till the half, and then Will Howard with the second half with everybody on the edge of their seats, right?
I think it may be Will Howard in the first half.
Really?
Yeah. It'll go the direction you said, but it won't be two series for Rodgers. It'll be a short series, if at all, and then Mason Rudolph, and then it'll be a large sample size of Will Howard, because quite frankly, they don't have a lot of time to kind of assess what he is. And the only time they're going to be able to do it most likely is in this preseason as far as game action. If he plays in the regular season, it'll indicate a lot of things have gone wrong. So you may not get a chance to see him. And if you're going to make a judgment on him, you want to see it in this preseason.
Okay. What if he shows out in the preseason? Clearly people very excited about him. What if he has a great preseason? Does that change their thinking? Should it change their thinking one bit on going after their quarterback of the future next year, Bob?
No, not at all. I mean, they have a lot of picks for a reason. There's a lot of competition that could be made. You're still not going to know enough about him. And that you may feel good about him, what he's learned in 1 year, and put him into the mix. But if you draft a quarterback in the first round, that quarterback is going to be your starter moving forward. At least you hope so. So You know,
limits over here is rooting for Will Howard.
Well, you remember Pickett in that one year.
Yeah, I want to see him do well.
Five possessions, five touchdowns. Everybody came to a conclusion that was not the right conclusions. In a Hall of Fame game last week, Trey Lance was like 12 of 14 for two touchdowns, no interceptions. And Trey Lance, many people have already chalked him up as a bust. But now he's, you know, as a backup to what they got in San Diego I keep calling him San Diego, Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to do anything but be a backup there. But that's a better showing than he's had. And maybe Harbaugh can bring something out of him. I don't know.
Did you see where our friend Benzie again? The Steelers may already be getting a read on next year's draft class. TV station out in Arizona revealed that the Steelers were one of at least 10 teams on hand for Arizona State's practice on Monday.
Sam Levitt?
That would be Sam Levitt. How do you guys feel about him? Limits, I'll start with you. I know you have all the read on next year's quarterback.
Yeah, Levitt in the playoff game that they played really did not impress me. It was kind of the Cam Scataboo game. Now, here's the other thing about a lot of these quarterbacks. We have another full year to be able to judge them. So whatever we've been able to glean from the past year.
Glean is a good word, Bob.
Players are going to be able to improve and get better. And I think that's an important caveat to make. Because right now.
Caveat's a good word as well, Bob. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
You know, I've really pulled
back-to-back back words there.
You're I going pulled full, out full Malzy here.
I got my thesaurus right in front of me because
next you're going to say by orders of magnitude.
By orders of magnitude, I would probably rank Levitt a little bit lower on my list of preferred quarterbacks. He'd probably be in that middle tier with the opportunity to move up, though.
Who's at the top of your list? Honestly,
you know, it's Drew Aller.
Is it Aller or is it who? Am
Arch
I
Manning.
No, the guy that
Nussmeier.
Yes.
Yeah, Nussmeier's, he's ranked right up there at the top.
I have Arch 1, Aller 2, Nussmeier 3, Sellers 4 right now.
Actually, Crowley mentioned Sellers. That's
Malzy
his top
loves Sellers. Sellers.
Yeah, he's
Malzy loved Broderick Jones, too.
Malzy also loved Anthony Richardson. Look how that turned out.
Now you're taking unwarranted shots at
no,
Malzy.
I'm just restating things that were said on the PM
team
yesterday.
Well, we all have. Listen, I've been wrong. I was wrong about Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And Mitch Trubisky.
So were you, Bob.
So was I.
Were you 0 for 3 there? I was.
Well, again, watching Pickett in that one preseason made me think that
all
that
of us, yes.
I mean, we all did. How could you not? Here we go.
It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
Do you talk to Lanny from time to time, Bob? Do you see him over at the country club?
I see him, yeah, occasionally. I haven't been up there all that much this summer. I wish I could play more like you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm wasting money, I think. Again.
I think he's still mad at me from a two-on-two we had. I think my partner was Josh Roundtree. And I forget what happened, but I think Lanny got mad.
Golf you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems strange.
I know it was.
Golf's a gentleman's sport. There's no disagreements. There's no fighting in golf.
I'd like to have a rematch with you on my team.
I'd like to do that.
No offense to Josh Roundtree.
I have to play more. I'm very disappointed in myself that I don't play as much.
I'm disappointed in you as well. Do you know who Arizona State's wide receivers coach is?
Hines Ward.
That's right. And he's been elevated to associate head coach. How soon before we start calling on Pitt to replace Narduzzi with Hines Ward, Bob?
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it'll happen sooner than we think.
I think it might be Antoine Randall of the Lions that might be called on.
Ooh,
or
about that.
I love that
Larry
guy.
Foote's in coaching, you know.
Yes.
So.
Love that guy, too. All right, back to the depth chart. So, not anything like that's shocking here. Friermuth or Jonnu Smith at tight end, but then they have two starting tight ends. What are they going with, a 14-man offense to start the season here, Limits?
Well, what was odd to me about this is they list two different tight ends. It's Pat and Jonnu, plus Darnell Washington as his own little category
here.
Yeah,
they have two starting tight ends, Friermuth and Washington.
So they basically have three.
Well, how many tight ends are they going to go with, Bob?
You know, you can see four on the field maybe at once.
And then Connor hold on a second. One, Bob, can you talk for a second?
And they have a fullback, too.
See, I think, they have a fullback, but they also have used other people there. I don't think, they have two guys listed, and one of them is Connor Hayward
right.
as a fullback.
Well, where does Lou Nichols come from? What's happening there? Did my depth chart get squeezed in?
Yeah, Lou Nichols is not supposed to be there. No. He is like the extra guy that was added in as the last back because they have
so
many.
Who the hell is Lou Nichols, Bob?
I've never heard of him. Somehow family relation.
He might be Lou Holtz's grandson.
You're going to need to tell a Lou Nichols story on the air Saturday.
I hope I don't. I will avoid that altogether because I don't know
what
much
if Lou
about
Nichols
Lou.
Runs for a touchdown late.
Well,
in the game.
Then Lou Nichols. They're not
what
booing,
a throw
they're
by Will Howard. He drops Will a Howard's... dime to Nichols. They really connect
Bob. Do you think Skylar Thompson will get any play?
I forgot about him. If any game, this would probably, maybe this, or he'll be gone by the last one, don't you think?
Joe, you had intimated in the break as your tease that you were surprised about one particular thing.
I am. And that, not surprised, I just thought it was the biggest story. Maybe a little surprised, and it doesn't bode well, maybe, for this guy. And that is our friend and yours, Roman Wilson, is listed behind Bob Woods as a third stringer. You have Calvin Austin.
Technically fifth string, or fifth wide receiver.
Right. Because they have two sets of receivers, the starters being Calvin Austin and DK Metcalf. Then behind Austin, Woods and Wilson. Behind Metcalf, Scotty Miller and Kabbali's guy, Ben Skoranek. So you're right. At best, he's fifth and fighting Skoranek maybe for a roster spot. I don't. What's going on here? Then we had DeFabo come on yesterday and say that basically he hasn't seen anything but negative stuff from Roman Wilson. So what's happening with Roman Wilson?
Well, not enough, apparently. So, you know, he was one of those guys they counted on to come up. He and Calvin Austin, he's been banged up a little bit. You know, it may go to show you that Omar Khan's not done here. He'll have to look around and come up with another wide receiver at some point based on how limited they are behind DK Metcalf.
Are we being ridiculous here? And I'm including myself, all of us judging Broderick Jones and Roman Wilson a little too early?
Yes.
Or are the signs bad with both? Or is all of that true?
All one good, like if both of them play in Jacksonville and play well, that narrative changes fairly quickly. If Roman Wilson makes two catches for 50 yards and one of them's a touchdown, you'll forget about whatever this depth chart says.
Yeah, but you want to see him play with Aaron Rodgers at least, you know?
Well, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be in there for two plays.
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers wants to see that.
I think Aaron Rodgers will get a bigger sample size in the home game against Tampa the next week.
Probably. Yeah, probably. That's what I want to see Roman Wilson.
Do you think he'll dress and play? You think he'll play a series? It would be a hell of a thing if he didn't dress and still played.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not because of his age and everything. But I still think, again, just to get in out of huddles, just to get out there with that group.
I agree.
You don't have to be high leverage plays. They could be all handoffs. Who cares?
On the defensive side, what stands out, for me anyway, is poor little DeMarvin Leal, Bob. Already a rookie listed equal to him. It goes at left outside linebacker, TJ Watt. Jack Sawyer listed ahead of Leal, but there's a little or between them, Sawyer or Leal. That's got to hurt to have a rookie come right in and at least equal you and in some ways, depending on how you look at this, surpass you on the depth chart already. What happened with this guy?
Yeah, they've tried to move him around at different spots and it just isn't working. They had high hopes for him. They had high hopes for a lot of guys. Isaiah Loudermilk's another guy who they expected to have more of an impact. And maybe this year will be the year, you know, as far as depth down the line here. But Jack Sawyer is he's a guy who knows how to win and knows how to play in big leverage football. And I think you've seen that probably early on in this camp. Will we see it on the field coming this preseason? I hope so. I think he's going to be a good player for them.
Jack Sawyer is going to be very, very interesting and I think fun to watch in these preseason games. I like preseason football. I should call it exhibition football. I may be alone in that. I don't know, because I feel like there are guys on the roster where this is the only chance we get to see
him. This is it.
Am I sitting there riveted in the fourth quarter watching Lou Nichols get carries? No. But I do like seeing guys that we might not get a lot of in the regular season. I like that. I don't want to watch five games of it, but two are okay, two or three.
Yeah, it's the only opportunity.
Do you agree or no?
Yeah, and that's why we like doing them, because you get a chance to watch guys who you probably have just heard about one way or another from training camp and some of those practices. Which
How about Max Hurlman, Bob?
What about him?
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy who's not going to make the team, but he's there. There's a guy named Rock Taylor who I'm hoping does some good stuff. He's a wide receiver.
How about Evan Hull? Any relation
Evan
to Bobby
Hull,
or Brett?
It might be. H-U-L-L, baby. Or maybe it's, who's the other Hull? Prominent
Lexi
name.
Lexi for the Indiana Fever?
No.
I don't remember another. Kent Hall.
Charlie Hall.
Jim Kelly's center in
Kent
Buffalo.
Kent Hall, that's another one, yeah.
Also, Bob, defensively, are you buying all this talk? Let me go over it quickly. And I opened the show with this yesterday. Like, geez, are we going a little too far here? We have Mike Tomlin saying we'll cover anybody man-to-man. We have Joey Porter Jr. saying we have three elite defensive backs, apparently including himself on that list. We have Deshaun Elliott saying we're top five, maybe number one defense. We have DK Metcalf saying this is the greatest defense I've ever faced. We have Peyton Wilson stepping up and saying, I'm the best coverage linebacker in the world. Are you buying the hype with this defense?
I think the hype started and really enhanced when McAfee came to town. And that's all that was. It was a hype show, and that's fine. That's what this is all about, get people excited. I still think they potentially can be one of the best defenses. We've said that over the last several years. It's not worked out that way. But I am at least glad to see they're entertaining with the thought of being, you know, man-to-man and more active in blitzing. I want to see blitzes. We haven't seen a lot of them. Quite frankly, all it takes is one of those kinds of plays, and down and distance changes significantly in your favor if you make it. So they have players who can do that. You can come from different angles, especially in the secondary. And I want to see
they're
more
gonna
of that.
Be great. They're going to be top five, maybe number one?
On paper, they should be.
Wow.
But I don't know if they will be.
I'm not sure I agree with that. Now, I would say that there's a positive case for this defense player by player and a negative case, almost player by player. You want to go positive, Bob?
Let's go positive, then we'll go negative.
Cam Hayward, great. Keanu Benton, really talented, bounce back year. Derek Harmon, destroyed people in college, going to step right in. TJ Watt speaks for himself. Patrick Queen was pretty good, can get a lot better. Peyton Wilson, ready to step up and be a star. Alex Highsmith, hopefully healthy this season, recaptures the glory from 2 years ago. Darius Slay, a lot of people say can still play. Juan Thornhill, when he's not injured, is a good player. Deshaun Elliott kills people. He's really good on the field, just absolutely ruins people. Joey Porter Jr. is a pretty good player who stands to get a lot better his third year, and Jalen Ramsey is excellent. Would you like to hear the negative case up and down the list,
Yeah, there were
Bob?
A lot of ifs and things in that assessment that make me wonder, but I'm sure negative.
Cameron Hayward faded a little bit, and I'm saying Cameron because I'm reading the depth chart. Cam Hayward faded a little last year at his age. Does he stay healthy the whole year? Keanu Benton took a step back. Derek Harmon's a rookie. TJ Watt hasn't been around or healthy for the past 2 years when it came to the playoff games. Unhealthy last year and ineffective, not even there the year before. Patrick Queen was disappointing. Peyton Wilson's unproven. Alex Highsmith is hurt again. Darius Slay had no interceptions. It's his last year. Juan Thornhill has a troublesome calf that kept him off the field in Cleveland. Deshaun Elliott has troubles in coverage. Joey Porter is like 161st on Pro Football out of 255 players. He has way more penalties, 18 penalties against two interceptions. And Jalen Ramsey has worn out his welcome everywhere he's been.
So I would say, correct.
I'd say the truth is somewhere in between, and that doesn't equal greatness to me.
No, but it potentially can if you want to. You know, for teams to do well, you've got to, number one, be healthy. Number two, have all those players who you expect to get those kind of productions from do that. Now, they can all do that, but then again, you're right. The negative side of it makes you wonder. Jalen Ramsey, it is a good question to ask. Why has he been with so many teams? Everyone's touting this guy as still very capable of being an elite guy. Well, why then did Miami decide to move on from him? And he's in his fourth team now. So these are things we're going to see. I'd be very interested to see where they play him, how they play him. And I wonder if Beanie Bishop is going to be a casualty in this whole thing.
That's a good question. I just wonder how many of these guys are really good. Is Hayward still going to be that for 17 games and beyond? Is Keanu Benton even a good player? I've never seen Derek Harmon play yet. Is he going to be a good player? Is Patrick Queen a good player? Is Peyton Wilson going to be? Is Highsmith ever going to recapture 2 years ago? Is Slay still a good player? Is Thornhill even a good player? Is Joey Porter? I don't know.
You want to do the
can
same
somebody
thing for
answer
the offense?
Me that question?
You're going to have the same thing on the offense, and you'll find you'll probably.
Yeah, but nobody's saying the offense is going to be the greatest of
no,
I've ever
but
seen.
A lot of people are saying it's going to be much better, and it needs to be much better. But you can also put, you know, holes through that if you want.
For sure,
player
you
by
can.
Player.
starting with the quarterback. I have no idea what we're going to see. None. Now, I think the best hope with Rodgers and the offense is that they skate by, kind of like they did early last year with the kind of wins they had, let me think now, against Denver and against Atlanta. Those kinds of ugly wins until Rodgers gets his footing when the schedule gets tougher. They could be 4-1 after five games, I think, pretty easily.
I think
easily.
They have to be.
Yeah.
I think they really have to make up ground early in the season because it does get tougher after that. And they also have their bye week real early in the season, which means they're going to go through about 12 weeks where they're just going to have to play back to, you know, week after week after week.
412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on anything Steelers depth chart? You believing in the hype around this defense? And what about old Will Howard? Would you just as soon he be the guy moving forward? And if they have a really good pick or they want to move up in the draft next year, how about a different position? Or are you dead set on them having to get a quarterback next year? How open-minded are you about Will Howard? Bob, have you been out to camp yet?
Yes.
Have you seen the reception for him?
Oh, I know people love him. Yeah.
Is he getting the biggest reception at camp?
I think Rodgers gets his share of it. But yeah, of all the people that you see on our, I guess, day-to-day basis, Will Howard gets, and like most quarterbacks who are, you know, second, third string, they're always the most popular. That's not new. It'll only intensify if he has a really good game, though, I can tell you that.